Amen.
I want to teach you sign language. Amen. Can you do that? Come on, everybody. Amen. Don't use both hands. Too loud. Well, I enjoy all week. I enjoy Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and yesterday, movie. We have one lady come to me. I thought you were going to preach. Maybe I need a break, and then ready to preach this morning. If you have a Bible with you, please open Book of Acts. Book of Acts. Chapter 4. I hope you all come tonight, and I'm going to preach, power belongs unto God. Power belongs unto God. You need to be here tonight. I'm sure it's 6 o'clock, right? 6 o'clock. We have baptized tonight. It's 2 people going to baptize tonight. So if you have not been baptized, you need to see a pastor so you can get baptized tonight. You need to be saved first. You need to have Jesus Christ in your heart first. And then baptize. And then join the church. And so we have 2 get baptized tonight. What a blessing. So you need to come and see. You're a witness. And so you need to be here tonight. But this morning, and in Sunday school, talk about they. They that brought a blind man to Jesus this morning. But tonight, this morning, I want to put different. They, and I want you to look in verse 31. Book of Acts, chapter 4, and verse 31. Let's all stand, honor God's word. Book of Acts, chapter 4, verse 31. When they had prayed, the place was shaking. Were they were assembling together, and they were all filled with the Holy Ghost, and they speak the word of God with boldness. Let's pray. Father, help me to preach your word this morning. I pray to help my mind clear and speak clear so they can understand the word of God. They, Lakeside Baptist Church, people, member of this church, they help us to learn. I pray the Holy Spirit move, speak every person's heart this morning. We want to thank you. We have a good crowd this morning, but without you, it's worth it. We thank you. And I ask you to bless this hour. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. You may be sitting. And I'm going to teach you sign language. How many want to know sign language? Yeah, they have to learn sign language. I got to get, all right. You remember? Happy. You happy? Come on. Happy is see you. Or sad is see you. Okay, I want to teach you another word. Good. Bad. Good. Bad. Got faith. Don't go. No, you have to go bad. Good. Don't go. Your faith is the language. So good. Good. Are you happy today? Yeah. No. If you forgot, no. Okay. Good morning. Good morning. Good afternoon. Good night. Afternoon, night. Night. Well, I'm happy you're here this morning. Good morning. All right. Okay. God, God in heaven. God, come down. God. God, bless. Bless. Now, bless. More blessing. Bless. All right. So, pray for you. Pray for you. All right. So, for you is two words in one time. Pray for you. Pray for you. Happy to see you. I pray for you. All right. Good. And I want to tell you a story. How many are hunter? Hunter. Not many? How are you going to eat? Oh, you buy a store? Expensive. I don't think so. Hunter is expensive. You got to buy a gun, got to get licensed, got blah, 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 blah. By the time you get there, it'll be cost $25,000. Yeah. I have the plaque say that. But anyway, I went to Africa. Two men out in Africa hunting the lion. They're a hunter. They want to hunt a lion. Very dangerous. And one man bought a gun, and another man bought a violin. Not a gun, violin. And how many of you play violin? Anybody play violin? I don't know. But anyway, and they went out, and the man said, "What do you do with the violin?" "Oh, don't worry, you don't need gun. You save money with bullet. Use the knife. Use the knife." Okay. So they both out and hunt. And here come big lion. And that man go, the other man in violin, no. The other man with the gun, come on. Fall asleep. The man at violin got night. Finished. And the other man had a gun. Man, I couldn't believe it. So he put the gun in the car. Let's go hunt another one. I need another one for myself. I said, okay, we'll go. We look. Here come the big king lion, a big one. Big head and big body. This guy go, getting closer. Later, they found the big king lion dead. So you be careful with the death. You know, they talking about you. You. And I hope you're saved. I hope you have Jesus Christ in your heart, not in your head, in your heart. I hope you change your life. I hope you're different than the world. My prayer this morning, and I hope you understand, so important in our life. And so I want to look in the verse, the last word, that they speak the word of God with boldness. They speak the word of God with boldness. The Bible is like two edges of a sword. Two edges of a sword. My Bible has two edges. One edge is salvation. Other edge is the judgment. Two edges of sword of the word of God. Amen? The Bible says the Bible is like a hammer. Like a hammer that breaks a rock in peace. If you look in Jeremiah, and breaking rock in peace. But the Bible also is like a fire. Whoo! It changed my life. Speak the word of God with boldness. They, you and I, Christian, born again, you're saved. We should speak the word of God. We get nervous. Huh? You get nervous? Sometimes you're afraid. I hope you don't get mad at me. You know, one time the sword, and I went to the conference. It's a conference, any religious conference. It happened, I was there, and I have a display at Sword at Babbitt College. And I have my own sword on the table. Two edges of sword, real sword. A lot of kids loved it. I said, don't touch it. And there's another table, and they have a kind of marine sword, one edge, not two edge, one edge. And I found out they're using a different Bible. And so I'm using King James. I'm using the old Bible. I'm the old fashioned. I'm sorry. There's no mistake. And this perfect word of God. I eat to your hand. Wow, I thought there was something wrong. And the man, they have different Bible. And I said, come here, I want to show you something. He said, well, come on. So I'm trying to be nice. So I said, come on. Show you my display. And you see my display? He said, yeah. You see the difference? Yeah, no. Is it different than yours? Oh, but damn, no, it's not. Look at the sword. He looked. What about it? You know, he don't know nothing. I said, your sword with one edge, right? Oh, yeah. But my sword with two edges. I'm using a King James, two edges of sword. You're using a different Bible. You're preaching salvation, but you don't preach against sin. Well, he kind of upset with me, but he became my friend later. And I'm trying to help him. He got the picture. The Bible teaching us two edges of sword. I'm glad. Now, speaking the word of God. Now, you have to think the word of God with boldness. We get so nervous and But we need to learn, have faith in God. Be bony. Sometimes we're scared. Yeah, that's normal. That's normal. We're human. We make mistakes. We fail. One time, I witnessed to my cousin. He's my cousin, okay? He's not my stranger or anything. He's my cousin. And he's not saved. And I witnessed to him. And you know what he did? He laughed at me. Now, he's my cousin. You know, and you know what I did? I grabbed his jet, boom, and put faith to faith. You need Jesus. You don't do that, stranger. Okay? But he's my cousin. He got gang, he got Hard David motorcycle like him. And so I have to be tough sometimes. So I grab him, you need Jesus. Because I care. I almost hit him, but I didn't. And then I left. 1 year later, he called me. He said, guess what? I said, what? His name's Virgil. Virgil. What's up, Virgil? He said, I want to tell you good news. What's the good news? I have Jesus. Woo! And I can't wait. And finally, I meet him. I give him a hug. And I kiss him. He's my cousin. You don't do that, stranger. Okay? But he's my cousin. And I hug him, and he's my brother in Christ. And he told me, I have never forget what you said. Yeah, I was nervous. But finally, I just grab him and tell him that Jesus loved you and died for you. You got to be bony. You got to be strong. Depending on God. But how? So many problems we have, we get frustrated. I want my family to get saved, my cousin, my uncle, my friend. It's tough. I get so nervous. How can I be bony? Let's go back. Let's look in verse 31 instead. Let's go back. They were all filled with the Holy Ghost. How they speak bonus? Because they filled with the Holy Ghost. Now, the Bible said they. That means more than one. We need to work together to reach the world. They were filled with the Holy Ghost. Now, the Bible said they were all. The Bible said all. Did the Bible say all or some? All. Filled with the Holy Ghost. That means every person in this room, every one of you, be filled with the Holy Ghost. Every one of you. How many are saved? How many are glad you're saved? Raise both hands. Hey, you have the Holy Spirit. We need to be filled with the Holy Spirit. Amen. Bible said all, meet everyone in this room, including you. Picking on her, his pastor daughter. Anyway, everyone. Whoa. I don't know. How can we all feel the Holy Ghost? It's impossible. If everybody feels the Holy Ghost, that means we have revival. Right? But we don't have revival. Never happened. Baloney. I've seen it happen. I travel and preach. I have seen many people change lives, church change. Many of you probably say, well, it's not like 30 years ago. It's not like 40 years ago. My question is Holy Spirit still here? Amen. The problem is your attitude. Yeah. You get mad at me, fine, I'm dead. You can talk behind my back, fine, I'm dead, no matter. You will not hurt my wife, she's deaf too. Holy Spirit's still here today. It's weighing on our attitude change. Be filled with the Holy Ghost. How can we feel the Holy Ghost? How can we be born it? Let's go back. They were assembling together. They were assembling together. Boy, we have a good crowd this morning. Amen? We are assembling together. If you're a visitor here this morning, I hope you get a blessing. If you're a member here, you need to bring more. I hope next time I come, it'd be a bigger church. It's pretty packed. It's a blessing. Many churches are empty. They were assembling together. They, a team, were brother and sister in Christ. We all get together, work together. Maybe some people out there have not come. We need to go get them and bring them to church where they belong. They were assembling together. We want our church to grow. Teenagers, we need more teenagers. You know, the more today, hard to reach teenagers. It's hard to get teenagers coming to church. Most teenagers like to go to church with rock and music. It's not what the Bible said. We ought to come worship Him. Nothing wrong with singing and give God the praise. But we need to hear preaching too. Preaching the Word of God. Assembling. Don't forsake assembling together. We need to be faithful. You need to come to church Sunday morning. You need to come to church Sunday night. You need to be here Wednesday night. You need to be here. Wow, I'm busy. Now, hey, you put yourself first or God? If you have a job that day, I understand that. If you don't have no job, come to church. You come home from work, 4 o'clock, 5 o'clock, come to church. 7 o'clock. Not going to hurt you. You need to learn the Word of God. Wednesday is the best time for prayer. Prayer time. How in the world people are assembling together? How can we stay together? We want to stay together. We want to grow together. Amen? But how? Let's go back. They have prayed. When they have prayed, the place was shaking. They were trembling together. I believe it's not talking about earthquake. Oh boy. Not talking about that. Jay is talking about the Holy Spirit move. Woo! I have seen it happen many times. Holy Spirit still working today. The Holy Spirit still moving. How in the world the Holy Spirit move? They have prayed. Pray. Pray. Prayer is the answer. Prayer changes. We all need to pray. They. If everybody come and pray Sunday morning, Sunday night, Wednesday night, everybody come and pray and pray, pray. They pray. They all dimly together, pray, pray, pray. And all were filled with the Holy Ghost, and they will speak the word of God. We're born there. There. We need more time of prayer. This week. What? This week, a president. We're going to have a new president. The vote. This week. I'm not going to tell you who you vote. I'm telling you, we need to pray for America. And you better vote. My wife and I already vote. Why? Because we're here. Your fault. But I did vote. My wife vote. We're there. We're vote. I'm proud of America. I want America going up. That vote is not important, but prayer is most important. But we need to vote, but we still need to pray. Pray for America. I have kids concerned about the next generation. My next generation will be gone. But my kid, I'm concerned about America. We will have war. War will come. But thank God, he sits on a throne. We got to pray for America. I travel different countries, and I thank God I'm in America. We got to pray. And you better vote. We have responsibility in America. You imagine people out there in the war die for America? All the soldiers die, and keep America freedom so we can preach the word of God. We ought to thank God for the soldiers who fight for America. Please don't throw it away. Carrying the American flag. I know church is not politics. but we still have responsibility. We got to pray for America and ask God to give you wisdom who you vote. I'm telling you the truth, both are not good. But I did vote. I did pray, and God gave me who to vote. Not only pray for the president, pray for your family. Pray for your loved one. We got to have godly prayer. We need to come and pray. And pray for the church. Pray for the people. Member of the church who's thinning together. Pray for them. People. Member of the church. Pray the church will grow. Pray for the church on fire. Pray for the Holy Spirit with fear. In this room, every person be strong and speak the word of God with boldness. I've got one more verse and I'll close. Look in verse 32. As the multitude of them that believe with one, what? Heart. And of one, what? Okay, multitude. All the people here gathered together. They were multitude. We have one heart, one soul. Talk about local church. Local church. Local church make the difference. We were together. Thank God you have a pastor. 33 years? 31. I go too far. 31 years. Pastor, 31 years. You ever seen pastors stay that long? Mm-mm. In Tennessee, most average preachers stay 2-3 years. That's it. But he stayed 31 years. You know what I call him? He's crazy. He's crazy. Right? He's crazy. He laughed at me. Yeah, he is crazy. You know why he stayed? He loves you. You need to pray for your pastor. You need to pray for the pastor's wife, Debbie. Pray for his son. Pray for the staff, members. Work together, hand in hand. I like this man, he shook hands. Yeah, I'm happy to see you, yeah. No, I'm just teasing. I enjoy being here. Most churches I go, pastors, pastors don't know sign language. Hard time communicate. For him, no problem. I sign. And he's dying. Enjoy fellowship. We got one heart, one soul. I don't believe two hearts, two souls. I don't believe that. You cannot split. Only one heart, one soul. Let's work together. Let's grow. spiritually and physically grow. Let us get out there. Speak the word of God. And tell about Jesus with boldness. Because they have been praying for you. If you don't have Jesus Christ, your personal Savior, please don't leave without Christ. Leave with Christ. If you have not received Jesus Christ, your personal Savior, you need to come. Open your heart and let Jesus come in your life. Shall be saved. Saved from sin and saved from hell. If you are saved, you need to come and pray. We need revival. We need to fill with the Holy Ghost. Pray the Holy Spirit move. And he will move if we